tell you another bloke, right, who he's an entrepreneur, but most times it's not for him. Very, very charitable man. I'll introduce him in a moment, but in the meantime, here's his song, and there's a link to this particular song. Righto, Finchy. You remember that?
Yeah, theme? Well, it's obviously the Hoodoo Gurus singing. That was the anthem in 98. No, Tub Thumping was 98. That was around 99, maybe 2000, well, around early 2000.
We can easily find the answer to that because the man who came up with this idea, the novel idea,
the
Hoodoo
lyrics.
Gurus, for what's my scene to what's my team, or that's my team, was the great Alan Wilson, the former Origin player for New South Wales, Sharky, amongst other clubs. And I'm pleased to say the great Al Wilso's on the line. G'day, Wilso.
Hello, Jolly. Hello, Fitchy. How are you?
Mate, Wilso, let's be honest. Like a lot of rugby league players, we all think we can sing after a couple of beers. Did you have a few under the belt when you started putting these lyrics together?
No, I actually didn't. I was actually driving to work. I was working at Parramatta at the time, working for the Eels. And I thought of it, funnily enough, on King George's Road, the worst road in Sydney.
Stuck in traffic.
As it turned out, a couple of years later, I was asked to present my idea to the marketing team from the NRL, which included the great Brian Walsh. And he actually asked me to sing it. And I just said, mate, I can't. There's no way I could. But he actually made me sing it, so I was deeply embarrassed. But it still got it over the line anyway.
Yeah, many people forget this, Finchy. Wilso was like assistant coach to Brian Smith for about 8 years. But you were also coached by the late, great Jack Gibson. How was that, Wilso?
Oh, Joel, you look back, I think I was blessed because he had faith in me. And I was never... I was never a junior rep footy player. I was never asked to try out for the Sharks or anything. And he just spotted me at a schoolboys trial. And he probably was ahead of his time in a bit in that he really liked players who were prepared to motivate and train themselves. And he didn't want to prod it. He wanted a good character, and he would provide an environment where if you were prepared to do all the hard work, he trusted you and he would let you rise to the level where you belong. So I was very blessed that it was Jack at the Sharks in 86.
Yeah, that's to play under arguably the greatest ever. Wilso, give us your opinion on what you think the great Jack Gibson would have said if Brandon Smith was his player and come out and did what he did. How would that reception have gone down?
Well, Finchy, Jack once said to me, he said, we were away and we experienced a guy who was a bit loose in a pub. And he looked at me and he said, see, and he called me Boy Wilson. He said, listen, see, Boy Wilson, he said, look, if you shut your mouth, people will just think you're an idiot. He said, but if you open your mouth sometimes, they'll know you're an idiot. Jack's theory was just the less he said was probably, it was more meaningful when he did say something.
Yeah.
I went on later to coach Dean Pay, and like Dean Pay was a bit the same, as you know. Like, he didn't say much, but when he did, you listened. He got the message through. He had this super calm exterior, and nothing fazed him. But when he said anything, it was a message, and he delivered it really well.
Yeah, just like some of his shots he delivered on me when I was a young fella playing. Just with the Eels, also, the young Ray Stones moving on again in, I think, 12 months' time. But what do you make of that? Obviously, there's some decisions there fans aren't happy with, and a few of the players are moving on in the next 12 months.
You know what? I know the fans, they've got a vested interest in it, you know, and clubs survive on their sponsorships and their marketing and their support. But there's a lot of intricacies within a club that you just can't, with the salary cap, when you play for a good team, your estimated value goes up and it sort of blows your salary cap out of the water. So it's very hard to keep everyone. And I don't think a lot of fans actually get that. So they've got some decisions to make like everyone else, but I've got to say, I wasn't, you know, I don't think Ray Stone was on everyone's radar, but he's really a pretty good acquisition, in my opinion.
He's probably the type of player that Jack would have loved. Just before we get off Jack, can you share the story, Will, say, when you're at the casino?
Yeah, that one. Well, this is probably a bit a Brett Finch moment. We're in a casino having dinner, and we're on an end-of-year trip to Darwin, and we were having a massive lunch, and we went to pay the bill. I said, come on, boys, we've got to get out of here. We'll pay the bill. And we asked the waiter, said, mate, can we get the bill? And the waiter came back and said, it's all taken care of. And we said, sorry? And he said, yeah, it's all fixed up. So we looked at each other and we thought, no, that can't be right. Now, remember, we're on tour with Jack and we're all terrified of him. And so one of the boys said, look, let's do the runner. And the other half said, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. So we asked for the bill one more time. The waiter was adamant that the bus driver had paid the bill. So we voted 12 to 1, let's leave. And we did, only to find out on the way out of the casino that Jack Gibson actually walked past the restaurant, saw us in there enjoying ourselves, paid the bill and told the manager of the restaurant, just tell him the coach paid for it. Well, the coach became the bus driver.
Hey, Wilson.
We were super confused because we had no bus.
Hey, Wilson, tell us what you're doing at the moment. You're always doing something for charity. Your latest thing involves dogs, which I really love what you're doing here. Can you share with us what you're doing at the moment?
Oh, mate, I just jumped on a bandwagon. I've been going to a luncheon in Brisbane for the last 3 or 4 years. It's an organisation called Smart Pups, and what they do is they provide assistance dogs to people with special needs, so in particular autism. And it is absolutely amazing the effect of a dog can have on the life of a child with autism and their families. Like, it can bring some normality to their life. There's been kids who were nonverbal, haven't spoken for 7 years, and then within a day of getting a dog, started to talk. Or children that have slept with their parents for 10 years, they received an assistance dog and started sleeping in their own bed from that night on. So probably the most publicised case of an assistance dog helping is Ricky Stewart's daughter, Emma, who Fincher would know.
Yep.
She's a recipient of an assistance dog and just the effect that it can have on a family. But these dogs are very expensive and a lot of people really can't afford the cost. So we started a luncheon. We're due to have it in October. So just, we want to provide at least 4 families with a dog. And it's going to cost us $100,000. So we organised a luncheon. We're going to have Jimmy Barnes and the Hoodoo Gurus as our special guests. It was going to be a hell of a lunch. It got cancelled. So unfortunately, we're going to reschedule that for next year, and we'll let everyone know about it when it happens. But we've actually got an auction prize that we need to get rid of. It was donated by the Hoodoo Gurus and Jimmy Barnes, and that is, we have 4 tickets to the Red Hot Summer Tour at the Roche Estate in the Hunter Valley on January the 22nd. And it comes with Cypress Lakes Resort have donated nights accommodation for 4 people, breakfast for 4. And the beauty of this prize is that you will go backstage and meet the Hoodoo Gurus and Jimmy Barnes before he's performed. So, Joel, we're going to auction that off, and we're hoping that to do that before Christmas so that somebody might be able to give it to someone for a great Christmas present.
How do they get involved, Will? So yep. if they want to sort of get involved and donate or get involved with that auction?
So we've just started up a Facebook page, and it's just called Smart Pups Red Hot Summer. And I would encourage everyone, just go to Smart Pups Red Hot Summer. You can send us a message. We haven't received any bids. Today's the first day of the auction. We want to get it away by December 21 because the event is on January 22.
I'll start with $200.
Thank you, mate.
Put me down.
You'll be getting as far as Hornsby on that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's away. My missus will come over the top of that.
I'm not on Facebook, Wilso, but the team here, we'll start with 1,000 just to get it going. So if you want to put on our behalf...
Thank you very much.
There's $1,000 just to kick it off. I know that's not going to win it, but at least we can kick it off, mate. How's that sound?
Mate, that's outstanding, Joel. It's everything helps, mate, because it's all going to Smart Pups. And I encourage anyone to just have a look on the internet and check out what the Smart Pups organisation does.
Wilso, really quickly, because we do have to go, any entrepreneurs, ex-rugby league players that come to mind?
I actually played with one, I think, done or offer himself too, is you might remember the Glenn Coleman, the flying winger.
Yes.
He was the star of a Chewy's commercial, which we all filmed. That 30-second commercial took 18 hours to film, mind you. But Glenn's done very well for himself with a sign company and property development, so he's probably the pick of the bunch that I played with.
Great Glenn Coleman story. When I was ball boying at Shark Park, a wet, cold Saturday night, the Sharks got a penalty. They kick for touch, and I put the ball down where the touchy puts a flag up, and Glenn Coleman just was yelling at me to pass it to the hooker. But they made him run all the way to pick the ball up. And as he went to pick the ball up, I just kicked it straight past him to the hooker. And he pushed me over in front of the ET stand there. The crowd went up.
Hey, we'll say we've got to go, mate. We've got to hit the break, but we appreciate your time. Smart Pups on Facebook. That's the way to do that, mate. We appreciate it.
Red Hot. Yep. Smart Pups, Red Hot Summer. Listen, guys, I've got to say, you do a great show. It's really, really enjoyable.
Rock solid. Thanks, Wilso.